The board approved recall petitions for Republican Senators Dan Kopenke, Randy Hopper, and Luther Olson, and set a July 12th recall election date for all three. In each case, the board approved more than 21,000 signatures, well over the roughly 15,000 required. Democratic Attorney Jeremy Levinson says he's not surprised the number of accepted signatures was so high.
That reflects what I saw with my own eyes, which is thousands of people across the state of Wisconsin, most or many of whom have never been involved in politics before except for voting. They gave of their time, and they made this happen.
The board rejected a legal challenge by Republicans that petition circulators didn't turn in their proper paperwork when they started the recall process. Republican attorney Eric McLeod said his clients could raise that issue in court, but McLeod wouldn't commit one way or the other.
Obviously, the board made its decision to certify the sufficiency of the petition, and what happens next is not something we've made any decisions about.
The board will meet next week to consider recall petitions against six other state senators, three Republicans and three Democrats. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.